Greetings again, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob, and this is our fourth day on our Lenten journey together. Curious how things are going with you. I think the start has been very good, and the devotions have been pretty rich, at least from my perspective. Well, let's see how our Lent continues together. Today, we come to the fourth devotion called A Nagging Pain. A Nagging Pain. And our scripture reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 20 through 22. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said. "Your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed at that moment. Here's our devotion from John Pavlovitz. Not long ago, I found myself at the doctor's office after experiencing some prolonged lower back discomfort. The physician examining me asked a question that you've likely been asked by a medical professional at some point. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much pain are you experiencing right now? I managed a half smile and said, "Well, I'm hoping this is actually a 9, but it could turn out to be only a 3. I'm afraid that things could get a lot more painful than they are right now." The doctor laughed, but I wasn't kidding. I'd had enough irritation to bring me into that office, and I was really hoping that feeling worse was not a strong possibility. It wasn't just the severity of the pain, but the duration that had worn me out. We can get spoiled reading the healing stories in the Gospels because they seem so instantaneous and complete. Jesus encounters someone with an affliction, and in a moment, they are given total relief. They proceed to leave the story, seemingly no longer burdened by their afflictions and never to be heard from again. But in reality, healing is rarely so cut and dried, and that can be frustrating. Our suffering lingers. Our recovery is sporadic. Our progress faces setbacks. And sometimes we get worse. I'm grateful that the gospel writer tells us of the dozen years prior to the bleeding woman's meeting Jesus, because we can understand her frustration and find ourselves in her story of chronic sickness or struggle. The greater challenge is in reading of her sudden reversal and not getting impatient. We want that dramatic and decisive kind of relief, and yet that isn't usually how the road to the rise happens. This season, you may be carrying a physical illness, an emotional burden, or a spiritual ailment that seems to be in no hurry to depart. And You may be in the early part of the journey and not necessarily near the end. Be encouraged. This doesn't mean you won't eventually find relief. It just may mean this day will be part of the waiting.